This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for July 21, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
The court heard the direct examination and part of the cross-examination of NBI Director Melvin Mattybag on Article 4. Mattybag described an ongoing NBI task force inquiry into alleged threats to the president. The defense challenged relevance, personal knowledge, the treatment of videos and documents, and the reliability of an Arturo Lascaña statement. The court repeatedly limited what the testimony and documents could establish, then continued Mattybag's cross-examination to the next sitting.
After quorum and appearances, the prosecution called NBI Director Melvin Mattybag as its last witness for Article 4. He was placed under oath.
The court allowed the prosecution to proceed with task force testimony while recording the defense's continuing objection and requiring the witness, rather than counsel, to characterize the alleged statements.
Direct examination covered the NBI's ongoing task force inquiry, videos shown in court, and documents that Mattybag said the task force had considered.
The court permitted the task force testimony subject to the defense's continuing objection. It described the alleged threat as a proposition the prosecution would try to prove, not as a court conclusion.
The court denied the defense request to strike Mattybag's answer about the task force's observations, leaving its weight for the senator judge's appreciation.
On the Lascaña statement, the court allowed Mattybag to say it had passed through or was used in the NBI inquiry, but not to establish the truth of its allegations through his testimony.
Joel Villanueva asked how an ongoing NBI inquiry relates to impeachment. He also distinguished the court's constitutional accountability function from a criminal determination.
Rafi Tulfo compared the handling of the Ronel Maz case with the NBI's treatment of statements attributed to the vice president. Mattybag said he could not speak for the earlier NBI investigation and describe procedural lapses in the earlier arrest.
Risa Hontiveros asked about Princess Maui and Aplin Romanov, including whether the NBI had actionable intelligence concerning threats to the president and vice president.
The prosecution said the task force and related investigation were relevant to Article 4 because they addressed what it called a possible broader threat, and it sought to have Mattybag explain the task force's work.
The prosecution presented videos of Sebastian Duterte and the vice president as material it said the task force compared in its inquiry.
The prosecution argued that the Lascaña's document was being used to show what the task force considered, rather than to prove the truth of its contents.
The defense made a continuing relevance and due process objection to the task force testimony, arguing that the task force and related allegations were outside the impeachment articles.
The defense challenged Mattybag's ability to testify to the contents of the Lascaña statement, arguing he had not executed it and lacked personal knowledge. It also raised authentication and document copy concerns.
On cross, the defense emphasized that Mattybag became NBI director after the earlier inquiry and did not personally participate in its subpoenas, interviews, or execution of related affidavits.
Mattybag testified as NBI director and described an administrative order creating a task force. His account of the earlier investigation was based on NBI records rather than his personal participation.
Mattybag said the task force was still active, had persons of interest, and had not publicly identified a specific alleged contact. He explained that disclosure could compromise the inquiry and informants.
Videos and an affidavit of authentication were displayed or identified during direct examination, but their presentation did not itself decide what weight the court would give them.
The NBI inquiry remained ongoing. Mattybag did not identify a specific alleged contact or give a firm completion date.
The court did not decide the truth of the allegations in the Lascaña statement through Mattybag's testimony, and its authentication and evidentiary treatment remained contested.
Mattybag's cross-examination was not completed, and redirect, recross, and additional senator-judge interventions were reserved for the following sitting.
The episode page links every substantive point to the timed transcript and the original Senate video. Verify consequential wording against those sources before publication.